You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I keep waiting for them to snap out of it. I keep waiting for them to find ways out of it. And I just keep finding more ways to get angry with them. And it's reached this point of this season where I feel foolish. I get accused of making excuses for things and teams often because I don't go out of my way to be mean-spirited. I really don't. I've said some mean-spirited things about all three teams here and there because I've been so frustrated. I do like the guys over there. I think they put together a fine show for the fans, except that the fans don't want to stick around because the team's so lousy this year. I mean, the booing, the visceral. Did you hear that visceral
boy,
booing?
Boy, it's weird to hear
in
that
in the
there.
10th inning. I mean, that was anger. That was sincere. That wasn't just like one guy boos and there was, boo, yeah, boo, get out of here. Oh. No, that was visceral anger. That was Randy Quaid, Major League 2, we are mad at you. Anger from yesterday.
Yeah,
for a second, I thought that was actual. I didn't realize that was at school board meeting.
They might as well play the games during school board meeting.
They should from this point forward. That
would be a hell of a ploy to play games during school board meetings. At least they'd all get together on something.
Well, here's a crazy thing about yesterday. I think a lot of people debated whether or not to go to that game because of the heat. We had neighbors. Yeah. We had neighbors that had been talking about the night before. They did not think they were going to go. Then they realized that it was. Whoever got the tickets, yeah. They realized that their tickets were going to be, they got the suite access, right? So they're like, okay. Not only are we going to be indoors, we got the all you can drink and eat. So they're like, we got to go, right? But I've talked to other people that they said, you know what? It's been so bad, they're not going to do it. So think about all the fans that were there yesterday. It's like, man, we have a chance to actually win this game. And they get to the ninth, and that happens. To lose it in that fashion was just horrific. And so that's where the anger comes out. It's like not only have we lost 10 in a row.
It sucks because it was Scooble and everybody I talked really to. Mad. I'm telling you, Saturday night it was with 20 other, you know, dads at a big like community thing, right? And they're all like, well, if we don't win this game, we're definitely losing Sunday because it's Scooble. And then you actually had a chance to beat
him. Yes, you did.
He wouldn't have got the loss, but you actually had the chance to beat the Tigers on a day that he started, and then not only did you throw it away, you threw it away. It was a huge number. There was no way you're coming back in the bottom of the 10th.
216-474-0092. Are you out on him? Is this it? Is this the last stand? Because, you know, I don't know how many times it's been said before, and there's been so many times. And remember, this is the 28th ranked strength of schedule that you have coming up in the second half of the season. You got one more biggie here. You have Houston. Now, you can always say if they go off in the second half and they beat the brakes out of the likes of the White Sox and God knows who else, you can always say, well, that's faulty. They have a bad strength of schedule. They're beating up on bad teams. They're not a great. You can always do that. But we know that they like to keep the receipts over there, and they like to put you guys like you and me out there and say that, well, you guys doubted us. I mean, you got after Chicago, You have the Athletics. They don't even have a home, for crying out loud. You have Baltimore, Kansas City, Colorado. The Twins ain't been that great. The Mets, okay. Chicago, Miami, Atlanta. Atlanta's been poop. I mean, there's some bad baseball teams on this second half schedule. You got Kansas City and Chicago a bunch of times. You got like one series, two series against Detroit. Tampa Bay's in that mix. Yeah. I mean, you have a chance to...
And yet, if you're 10 games out of the wild card spot even.
You don't have... I don't think you have much of a chance to certainly jump back into the division. I can't imagine. I haven't even looked at the division. I know that you're technically eight games out of the wild card, seven games out of the third wild card. You can come back from that. But I still can't say, well, you better watch what you say now. No, what's deserved is deserved. This is terrible baseball. This is listless.
You can't come back from it if you're scoring one run a game.
And that's part of it, I understand. But I would expect you're hitting against worse staffs, so you're eventually going to hit something. But this has been, you know what, I shouldn't even say that. Over this last weekend, it hasn't been listless. Your pitching staff has been great. But your approach at the plate, I can't even say you have an approach at the plate because you have Jonathan Rodriguez going to the plate. That's not an approach from the top down.
Yeah,
that's a front office. We have no approach. Here's Jonathan Rodriguez. So poor Jonathan Rodriguez. This is the most I'm ever going to say his name on Cleveland radio, so he might as well get his money's worth. Poor Jonathan Rodriguez, who shouldn't be a Major League Baseball player, it has to draw my ire because I'm really mad at Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff.
Well, even worse, you held him to over the last two games, eight hits, and then you hold the Tigers all series long, 15 hits. And really, the run total is skewed because of the six runs yesterday late, but four runs in 27 regulation innings against that team that has been running away with the division and had the best record in baseball. Like, holy cow, did you squander that? And where is the help coming? Like, where do you think this is possibly going to get turned around? Like, you can't see any formula.
I can tell you.
For this getting turned around.
Wish I could tell you.
That's even if you thought the most of DeLauder and you thought they were going to he was going to hit like gangbusters immediately when he gets called up. I mean, does anybody truly think that?
No.
We want to see it.
I think
I'm not expecting that to change anything. So how does this get fixed?
And what the argument against, because there is somewhat of an argument against bringing up DeLauder, and it's like, guys, he's not going to save your season. It's not about saving the season. I think a lot of people look at the season and go, man, you guys are too far in the weeds. You can't come out of that. I think a lot of people want something to look forward to because, again, Jonathan Rodriguez and Will Wilson are nothing to look forward to for your future. So you want somebody to look forward to. That's why people are... I know that Kyle Manzardo, hey, there's things he can do, there's things he can't do. I know he's been ice cold, but part of the reason he's been ice cold is because you don't give him a chance to hit every day. Are you going to put him out there? Are you going to put 39-year-old Carlos Santana out there? And I'm sure a lot of people within the Guardians front office, if any of them have the guts to listen to it right now, because none of it's good, I'm sure a lot of them would say, well, guys, we have plenty of time after the All-Star break to make this change and to put him out there. Fine, I know. But fans want to get excited about, or want the chance to at least see something that they can get excited about their future with. Because as of right now, you have let them down tremendously. And so the only thing that they can do is look forward to some brighter day in hopefully 2026 and 2027, because coming off an ALCS to a lot of fans and doing this is unforgivable. All right. Jim in Concord, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call today.
Glad to have you, Jim. Go ahead.
I'm not panicking. I don't want the Dolans to sell the team. I think they're Cleveland owners, and I love Cleveland owners. A little engine that could. And I think they're going to turn it around. We're closer than most teams would be because we have great pitching. Now, the hitting, it's been brutal lately. But let's see what they do the rest of the season to improve the...
Now, Jim's breaking up himself. Go ahead, Jim.
Maybe next year, you know, we're going to be looking at this a little bit. I want to give them time.
Well, a lot of people that over the course of time, and Jim, you're breaking in and out of your call. Thank you very much for making it. That's one positive call over the Guardians today from folks out there. Over the course of time,
that is a courageous call to make.
Well,
right
this
now.
Is why, especially saying you don't want the Dolans to sell and you like the Dolans. That takes some guts to make that call. What my issue is with everything is that it's, again, what are you saying to your fans? Because now you've given them every single, you're a ticket-driven team. You've been talking about that for 25 years, for even longer than that. I mean, ever since television revenue really came into baseball, you've been always saying that you're a ticket-driven team. You're this ticket-driven team that's given everybody every single reason in the world to not believe you or to do something that has been seen as, again, unforgivable, coming off that high of an output in 2024 and not doing anything for 2025. And yes, there is some understanding there because of what their track record is. Their track record has been very good. But you still have to ask that much more, and it takes that much more to get people's trust back because you're losing it this year. The pitching over the weekend was outstanding. You had guys go toe-to-toe with a really good pitching staff. You still lost those games. You had a chance to win it yesterday. You did Brownsian things. You hit the first batter you saw. Then you throw a one-hopper down to second base on a situation you should have had the guy gunned. And then you let a pass ball get by you. They can call it a wild pitch all they want. That's a pass ball. Okay, 1-1. And then the wheels come off at the end, and people are booing you. It sounded exactly like Huntington Bank Field over there. They were booing your faces off. 216-474-0092. Let me get to Victor in North Royalton. Victor, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Yeah, I don't see how this gets any better when essentially they decided at the beginning of the season that they had pretty much signed us up for this kind of mediocrity. When you go, you know, let's say three games away from the ALCS, because we did win one game against the Yankees, right? And you go out and you only sign Carlos Santana, and then you have people like Jim calling up that must work for the Guardians, because I don't know a single person I talk to at a baseball game. I coach two teams. I don't know a single person out here in Cleveland that's celebrating wanting to keep Dolan, who can't spend any money, who can't keep anybody here. You know, now we're just talking about losing one of our best players, Stephen Kwan, because what, we can't give him a little bit of extra money. He has to give us a hometown discount. I don't understand. He's one of the best players on the team, and we're probably going to see him gone by the end of July because that's what Cleveland does. We refuse to pay people that deserve to be here.
Next July, Victor, I think it's a possibility. I don't think there's any way in the world, and I hope they don't prove me wrong. Victor, thank you for the call. I don't think there's any way in the world they can do that this July. And I know the American League's better than what it was last year. It's still available to you. I mean, the Yankees that went to the World Series last year, it's just a collection of players. There's not one player on the New York Yankees that you look at and they're like, okay, you have one position or one position only. It's a collection of high-priced players on that baseball team that, yes, you can get them at a slump and you can beat them. And the National League, that's very difficult. I understand that. You got some real good baseball teams over there. And there's been some teams that have been streaking here as of late. Toronto's been really, really good. Houston, who you played tonight for a three-game series, has been really, really good. And obviously Detroit is having a fantastic season. But damn, I mean, we're talking about bitching about the big bad Yankees and all that stuff. And again, they came off a what, 7-game losing streak, yeah. 6-game losing streak just now before they were able to salvage one against the Mets. Coming up next, Lima has a diabolical question. This one is a doozy. It's a 921 on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, one more about the Dolans and diabolical question time. Matt in Strongsville, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Matt.
The previous caller, Jim, prompted me to call in about his faith in the Dolans being a Clevelander and whatnot. I have a little bit of a different perspective.
Okay.
In 25 years of their ownership, we've heard them complain about financial woes. Yet the valuation of their organization has gone up exponentially. The only time they've ever really spent money is when they had an investor who, by the way, now is an owner of a team in our division. How do you believe in somebody like that? Any other business out there that ownership is complaining about financial problems, they're no longer in business. They sell, they get out. If it's that hard for them, they should cash in their chips and go off into the sunset. He boasts about being a fifth-generation Clevelander and going to Municipal Stadium and blah, blah, blah. They changed the name, all that stuff. How, after 25 years, can you believe in ownership? I believe in the front office. For the last 35 years, they're one of, if not the best front offices in baseball. This is probably, what, the second time they've lost 10 games in 30 years?
Well, I think, Matt, that's the only thing that Jim and Concord can say. I remember some years ago that there was a conversation like, well, when this lease is up with Progressive Field, who knows what could possibly happen? And you knew that because Paul Dolan was the owner, that they weren't going to go anywhere. So he secured, and because of the sin tax, you basically had to secure, but he secured the revamping of the stadium, then the revamping again of the stadium, and then the lease long-term with the stadium. Well, now it seems that, hey, your work here is done. And what people still want to see has been a good, they still want to see a good product out there in the field. And you've given them just enough to be mad at you. People here still care. They, according to these phone calls, according to your call, Matt, like, you still care. People here still care. They do not care in other cities our size. And I think he would be a tremendous owner in a cap sport. But in a sport where there are haves and have-nots and there are different neighborhoods and we ain't in the gated one, that, yeah, there's going to be a problem there. Because nobody wants to hear about their real-life problems when it comes to their fantasy baseball teams. If you can't afford it, just sell it.
Right. And if you look at, and I did do this once, the net worth of Major League Baseball owners, I believe he's in the top third or at least the top half. A private equity group funded the remodeling of Progressive Field.
Well, his,
so if you're securing funding from a private equity group to take seats out of the stadium, why are we not putting money into the roster?
His personal worth, and Matt, thank you very much for the call. I know that because they always count, like Forbes counts the Dolan Family Trust, which includes his cousin James, who also owns the Knicks, as well as multiple other Dolans out there. As a family, they are worth $4.6 billion. That is not his personal worth. I don't know how they divvy that up among the children. I have no idea how that is all done. His personal worth is less than that. Now, because of the team that him and his late father own, or his late father owned, the team that he owns, when he does sell the team and divest everything, then yes, his personal valuation will go up considerably for he and his family, his children, and things like that. I don't know if his status, I'm not really sure. I don't pay that close of attention to Paul Dolan's personal life. But his personal valuation will go up considerably, but I don't think anybody will care at that point. We'll be worried about the moves that David Blitzer makes with this team. All right, diabolical question time. Go ahead. What is it?
So, more of a diabolical theory, but I'd like to know whether you think this is something that truly exists in some capacity.
All right.
So, we're having fun with the LeBron stuff over the weekend. I had some tweets regarding that. The streets were talking. It seemed like LeBron was doing everything he could, just at the very least, to get the messaging out that he's home. He's working out in the Cavs facility.
Well, he always works out the Cavs facility.
That's what he says. Yeah, that's what he says. We'd never seen any pictures of that before, but he was proudly displaying that over the weekend. He was, you know, golfing at a local country club there, probably the one that I would imagine is closest to where he stays. Over there near Bath Township.
I'm not that familiar with the geography, but yeah, fine.
Yeah, so all of this was going on. Then you had Brian Windhorst and others around the league starting to talk about whether LeBron even wants to be in Los Angeles. And then there was a report that the Lakers, whether they even want to be in business with LeBron. It's the first time that we have ever seen LeBron be in a situation where he doesn't control the cards. He doesn't have the leverage that LeBron is used to having. So we're having fun with that over the weekend. And I got to tell you, the amount of responses of wouldn't take him for free, meaning because we're starting to see scenarios where maybe there would be a buyout. Maybe he would just be available in the offseason for the veteran minimum, whatever. Yeah, we're getting pie in the sky, whatever. But okay, it's a fun conversation to have. And everybody I know was talking about whether LeBron would be back. And yet lots were in my mentions saying, not only do we not want him, I wouldn't take him for free. And that was so odd to me. Like, people, I've tried to tell people, maybe you just weren't watching the Lakers last year. LeBron was a top 10 player in the league. He was all NBA second team, and that wasn't a final season tribute award. So I put all that together, and I got to say, I think there are people who would rather run it back with this core and not win a title, but at least take the chance of continuing to run it back rather than have a chance at a championship with LeBron, because they don't want this city linked to LeBron any more than we already are after 2016. I am telling you that I think people would rather not even take the chance. They hate that guy. Again, vocal minority, obviously. LeBron is beloved in a lot of parts of Northeast Ohio for what he did and what he's done for this franchise.
That's what throws it off from it. You know what? I can't say it's as diabolical as you make it out to be. Because if you're saying that it's a vocal minority,
but very vocal.
Okay, I mean, but if it's a vast vocal minority, if somebody in the alley over here is ranting and raving about
person raving. It is, I bet if you opened up the lines right now, we would get flooded with people that said, rather have a chance to try to win it without him. As opposed to, hey, we have a team that everybody thinks has limitations mentally and physically. Their own GM has said it. Their own coach has said it. Their own players have said it. And yet LeBron, who's been to the top of the sport, is going to go down in history as either the best or the second best player to ever do it. He's one of the most famous people, not athletes, most famous people in the world. He is a self-made billionaire when all is said and done. Has a chance to own an NBA franchise coming.
Well, they don't care about that.
Coming from the Spring Hill Apartments.
Unless he owns his team.
He's been able to do all of that, and yet there are people who hate his guts. Here in Northeast Ohio, nobody should hate his guts.
All right, you have to guarantee,
though. Zero people should hate LeBron James's guts. But yet, I'm getting flooded with them.
To make it truly diabolical, you can't leave a chance. You have to say no winning. They don't win a championship without LeBron. That's what makes it a diabolical question. Because if you leave an open, like I was willing to tell you over the last 2 years, now it's changed considerably. Now I had to flip flop after the Pacers series. I go, no, they don't have whatever's missing is missing. And I think that, yeah, if he's available and they can swing it. Yeah. Cause I only think that they only have two more years left. But up until now, up until this last year or this last postseason run, which wasn't a run, I would have said, no, why do we need to have this conversation again? Why do we need to do this again with LeBron? Why do we have great memories with LeBron the first time. Why do I have to try to run it back and have a trifecta of this, even though it would only be a sequel if they won? Why do I need to do that? So you have to say absolutely not winning, that they would rather lose with this team, lose an NBA Finals with this team.
Whatever juices it up, whatever, fine.
Okay,
that's
fine. But that's the only way you're going to get the true haters out. But that's the only way you're going to
get the same people that don't want anything to do with him. They think because he left us two times that he's like the worst person in the world.
Yeah, but like,
then of course they throw in the politics. Like, I don't care.
Well, I know you don't care about that. Neither do I.
But I'll take a guy that believes in the complete opposite of my whole ideology. If it helps us win a championship, I don't care. I don't care. And I think you're a loser if you care about that to that extent, that you've been brainwashed by whatever, you know, cable news network that you bow down to every night.
Now we're getting strong.
Whatever. I don't care. I just want guys that can help us win. And like, if you're telling me whether or not I'd like my chances more in this all-time bad Eastern Conference next year, that people just want to run it back because they know it's an easy conference, so they think that'll prove the whole thing correct, even though you and I both know you'll be massive underdogs in the championship against an Oklahoma City team or whoever comes out of the West. Fine, but you know for a fact they are a better team with LeBron James than without him next year.
Well, yeah, you're not getting a fight out of me. Like,
they're
more mentally tough.
They're more physically tough. They're more athletic. Believe it or not, LeBron at 41 next year is going to be way more athletic than just about anything
you
have.
He'll be 40 through half the year or part of the year.
Yeah, he's still going to be more athletic than anybody that you have, right?
Yes.
Who's a better athlete right now on the Cavs than LeBron James? And by the way, he is also the second most durable guy in this conversation. The only Cav that's been more durable than him is Jared Allen over the last 2 years.
And you're willing to give him up for LeBron James?
Yeah, but why not? In this scenario, I said wouldn't have to. Well, okay. You just get him.
Because I think you'll get, like, again, up until this last playoff run, I would have said, why do we have to have this LeBron conversation again? When are we ever going to get out from underneath the shadow? And I think that's a lot to do with why I was upset with how they lost and how upset I was that they lost, is that you knew this conversation was going to happen again and that you knew we'd be back under the rain cloud or whatever cloud that was going to be of LeBron James, because it's a conversation that never stops. He will not allow it to stop. He likes attention. He likes people paying attention to him and seeing whether or not that he can get people talking about him again. As a person who likes attention, I can tell you that that's why he does these things.
Okay, there is a faction of Clevelanders that used to call themselves, or maybe they still do, big sports fans that hate the fact that he is now synonymous, Cleveland sports and LeBron James synonymous. If you ask anybody around the country, what do you think of when you think of Cleveland sports? Do you think they're saying the 3-14 Browns? They're saying LeBron. LeBron brought this city a championship.
Yes,
nobody else has. And yet those people would sit there and say, I don't want him.
Yeah, I know.
That's
they would, because they already got their championship.
That's absolutely incredible to me.
And you also have the people who are like a guy like Jeff Phelps. Jeff Phelps is a nurturer. He loves watching young teams build and blossom to even get to like the second round. He loves that sort of thing. At least that's the way he sounds on the air. So if you say there's a possibility of winning a championship without LeBron, they'll call in and say they'd rather have the chance to roll the dice and win the championship without LeBron. If you're leaving me the possibility, I would love to be able to prove for my own good. Let me tell you this. For my own personal sanity, I would love for a Cavs team to prove with a championship that you could win one without LeBron. Because then for the rest of my life, if I live until I'm 41, if I live until I'm 93, for the rest of my life, I will think there's a possibility without LeBron. Because right after he left in 2018, I go, I don't know how I'm going to speak about this team for the rest of my life, because I don't think that there's a chance. And now with the new CBA rules, there seems to be a chance. If they did it without him, I go, okay, there's definitely a chance, because it's been proven to me right in front of my eyes that they can do this thing without LeBron in a city like Cleveland. And if it stays the same way it is, maybe there will be another generation of players. So if you're leaving me a possibility to roll the dice, I might actually roll the dice with anybody else. But if you're saying no championship without LeBron, championship with LeBron, obviously you're going to take guys like you and me, and I would assume Owen, and I would assume Meredith, they're going to take the championship with LeBron.
Well, then I would also ask, like, let's say the Knicks have been mentioned as another team, right? That maybe they would make a big trade given the players and a contract that they have that are still really good, that they could make a trade for LeBron. Do you think he got a better shot, the Cavs with LeBron or the Cavs without LeBron, and say a team like the Knicks with LeBron? And you have to go through them. I mean, we already saw what happened in a slugfest type series against the Knicks a couple of years ago. And I don't know, have we evolved all that much since then? We have a new coach, but it looked the exact same as last year.
Yeah.
And then you were to add LeBron to that Knicks team. Yeah, I'd pick the Knicks.
Yes, you would.
Maybe our fans wouldn't, but.
Oh, come on. Yes, you would.
I don't know.
Any team in the East that added LeBron, yes, you would, including the Cavaliers. That's why I want the Cavaliers to add him. All right, coming up in 5 minutes. Was it cool or was it really sad? That's at 9:42 on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.